We've got Fire Chief Mike Minton on the phone right now, Forest Fire Chief. How are you, Mike Minton?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Do you prefer to be called Chief?
You know, Mike is just fine.
I kind of want to call you Chief. All right.
So, have it your way.
Okay, Chief. Let's break this out into a couple of categories. This information that you're putting out, I mean, we all know it's a dry year. Nobody wants a forest fire. Lightning strikes are a big cause of fires, but we humans, we do a bunch too. So let's start with people who want to go car camping. If you go car camping, what are the fire restrictions that are in place?
Well, the fire restrictions, which on the Six Rivers National Forest will be in effect beginning Thursday, essentially have a few different components. One is it limits the use of open campfires to just our developed recreational sites and what we call our fire safe sites. And so these are our designated Forest Service campgrounds that have either the metal pit fire rings and or some sort of barrier or containment device to keep fires within a sealed area.
Like a real fire pit.
Yeah, and so those pre-designated fire safe sites, it's still permitted to have a campfire with a permit. But the more general open camping that some folks will have a tendency to do in our non-developed camp areas, those campfires are restricted at this time.
So by that you mean like backpackers?
Yeah, it could be. It could be backpackers. In some cases, it's folks who tent camp or even vehicle camp in non-designated campsites and in more open, just general, you know, roadside or various different places. So if they're not designated fire safe sites, then it's not permitted to have a campfire there right now.
In the new fire restrictions, which you say take effect Thursday, no explosives in the forest. That makes sense. You also have something in here that says limit smoking, like cigarette smoking, to enclosed vehicles. Can you explain that?
Yeah, it's basically within the perimeter of the inner portion of the vehicle, so that we don't have folks traveling on foot through the national forest while smoking. So it's within the enclosed vehicles. It doesn't necessarily, it's not to say that you have to keep your windows up, but that you're smoking within a contained vehicle and or a facility building or our recreation sites, developed recreation sites where you have concrete floor and are partially covered areas, things of that nature where it would be safe to drop ashes or something else without potentially causing a wildfire.
So to be specific, if somebody wanted to go backpacking to like Canyon Creek, leave the smokes in the car.
Yeah, that would be highly recommended.
Okay.
Understanding that folks, there's only so much we can recommend. There's certainly some things we can enforce, but the primary purpose behind this is to raise the public's awareness that the forest is particularly volatile this time of the year, and the consequences that can come from an unintended wildfire. We really want folks to think that through before they're traveling out through the wildlands.
We're going to give the phone number out here in just a minute so that you can get the exact level of clarity that you need for whatever you're planning over the next couple of months. Finally, you are allowed to use a stove, but what kind of camp stove can you bring into the woods?
The types of camp stoves that are permitted are essentially the ones that are fully contained. That's to say that they're particularly designed camp stoves with, safe, whether it's a propane fuel cylinder or a white gas fuel cylinder, something that does not use, charcoal or anything else as a combustible to create the heat source. So those designed camp stoves, when they're used in the right setting, which is to say a cleared piece of dirt on the ground or on a concrete table or something of that nature, is still acceptable and safe to use.
And you need a permit for that, right?
Yes, permits are required for campfires as well as grills and stoves, and permits are free of charge. The primary purpose behind the permit is because they on the back side of the document, there's a lot of information about fire safety, and we really want to make sure that folks have that fire safety information before they spark any stove or cooking device.
Lastly, Chief, when you're driving around, like just, you know, in plain clothes, not with your fire chief outfit on, and you see somebody chuck a cigarette out the window in the Trinity Alps, do you, like, first of all, what goes through your mind? And secondly, do you, like, try and stop their car and teach them a lesson?
You know, I got to say, I don't try to stop their car. I have been known to stop and go back in and sometimes ensure that it isn't going to create a fire. But probably, you know, what goes through my mind there's really some unintended consequences that can come from this. And I have to believe that people who really understand what potential bad consequences can come from a wildfire, if they really understood that, I have to believe that they would not act so negligent. And we really, really do want to get the public awareness up and improved and get people to really think through how volatile our national forests and public lands and our wildlands in general really are as we're in the months of July, August, and September in northwestern California here.
So, again, this is Chief Minton. He's the Forest Fire Chief with U.S. Forest Service, the Six Rivers National Forest. To recap, if you're hiking to Canyon Creek, leave your smokes in the car. That's not okay. If you are backpacking somewhere and you're bringing a camp stove, you do need a California campfire permit for it. And if you need any more information or clarity, in fact, whenever you head into the woods, certainly check in. Their phone number is 442-1721. That's the U.S. Forest Service. Fire Chief Minton, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Oh, God, you ever see those firefighters? My friend Julie, she used to be a wildland firefighter. And to hear her describe it, it's just like, imagine like Shelter Cove. It's like walking up any mountain in the King's Range and then imagine doing it with gear. And then getting up there and breathing smoke and digging trenches. It is hard work, man. Keep those fires down.